Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
All right, shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to share with you a quick thought. Last week's Torah portion was Parshat Balak. And at the end of Parshat Balak, we find something called Baal Peor. It's a kind of idolatry that some people did by going to the, and the way they would serve this idolatry was by going to the bathroom on the idolatry. That was the mode of service of the idolatry. Now, of course, all idolatry in Judaism is not allowed, all idolatry according to Judaism, of course. But let's examine for a second what on earth was going on there. Why would they be serving, why would anyone be serving their God in that kind of way? And one way we understand this is that they were trying to do, what they were trying to do was to like kind of basically say that they were trying to, you know, show how great their God is, that even in the most base things, such as going to the bathroom, even there, that they were, that like, that God's there too, right? And so that their God's there too. And so they were, that was considered to be like their method of serving their God. Now, when we hear this as Jews, especially if we have a Hasidic inclination to us, you know, the thought could arise like, hold on a second, maybe there's something here. Hold on a second, aren't we all about revealing the light in the darkness, right? Aren't we all about revealing, revealing clarity in a place where things aren't clear? And so at first glance, that could be how things appear. However, my friends, this is why we have something called halacha, Jewish law, which actually the word halacha is from the word holech, which means to go, the Jewish way of going here in this world. How do we travel spiritually here in this physical world? And why don't we do this, right? Of course, according to Judaism, you're not allowed to learn Torah in the bathroom, for example. Right? Of course, there is a bathroom bless, and we bless God in the fact that our body works properly after we have left the bathroom, after we've washed our hands and made sure that we're clean and everything. Then, okay, we make that blessing. We don't do it in the bathroom. Why not? Why not? Answer is because there's a reality of our perception. There is a reality to our perception. There is a reality to our basic. First glance, subconscious way of thinking and feeling, that is real, that has a certain of realness, certain level of realness to it, and if we, given our perception, and given the state of humanity, the state of the world, our spiritual consciousness and lack thereof, if we were to start bringing Jewish stuff or holy stuff into the bathroom, if we were to start doing these things. So really, that would be a degradation of Hashem. That would be a degradation of God and Torah and Judaism and that which is holy. Because, not because God isn't there, of course God's everywhere, but because we have a certain reality of our perception. Our first perception, our first nature, our first gut response is to identify with the physical that's right in front of our face. And so given that that is the reality, if we have to elevate godly things. And for us to bring godly things into the bathroom would be a degradation. And so, therefore, according to Judaism, we, of course, don't do that, right? And it's important to note that this is we have to be aware that that so much of Judaism is rooted in this idea of like knowing these nuances, right? Of being able to have a delicate dance of integrating spirituality and physicality. And that is, of course, always the Jewish goal. But there's a difference between integrating spirituality and physicality versus engrossing spirituality into physicality. Right, and that we have to, that is the concern, that is what we have to be aware of. And so we want to infuse our physical world with spirituality, right? And we want to be living spiritually here in the physical world. We have to understand, though, at the same time, that we don't want to lose our spirituality and lose our spiritual sensitivity and lose our spiritual sense by getting engrossed into the physical world and into physicality. And therefore, we have these lines, we have these borders, we have these barriers, and we have this path of way to go, this path of balance, and this path of healthy integration, right? Not which we're meaning to say that with Judaism isn't about living in a way that's totally devoid of the physical world, but also it doesn't mean that we're going to totally engross ourselves in the physical, thinking that we're going to turn it spiritual that way. That's not the way. That then we're losing our spiritual self in the physical side, right? And so what Judaism is about that healthy balance, is about that middle ground, etc. And this is what we're all about in Judaism and in Torah. And so we should be blessed to be able to see that and to live that path. My friends, have yourselves a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to the Chassidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.